Okay, yesterday we learned the site of Shmuel. That will chayshisha meshava pruta b'madayin. It's a safek kedushin, even if it appears to us that it's not worth the pruta. So the Gemara brings a ma'isa. Hahu gavra da artish b'zavda da ordi. The Udri, a person was Makadish, a woman. Yosef Asimi Barchia Kamei Derah, have a Kamaayim by Yispesh Avapruta in Eloi Lai. And he was trying to figure out if it was what's the Shavapruta. Okay, he was Makadish with some types of Shmatis. And Rav Simi was Mesopik, and it's worth a Pruta. So what did he try to do? He tried to shots up the value to see what it's worth. So the Gemara asks, "Sai Shmuel says Chayshinon." That means that what? That it, what is Rav Simi shouting up for? What is Rav Simi shouting up if it's worth a pruta? Now, worth a pruta? If Shmuel said Chayshinon, then what's the difference? What's the difference? Either way, it's going to be a Safek Kedushin. And the Gemara like Hasha, Habe Kedushe Vadai, Habe Kedushe Safek. It depends if it's Kedushe Vadai, Kedushe Safek. What does that mean? That means Kedushe Safek certainly is because of Chashim Om Shem Meshavah Pruta V'Madai. And the only thing is that why was Rav Simi Bar Chiya shouting up? Because he wanted to know maybe it's a Kedushe Vadai. So the Ramah says, the Torah brings B'Shem HaRamah from here, that Rav Simi was shouting it up. Obviously, if Rav Simi would have found that it's worth a pruta, so then she would have been mekudeshes b'taras vaday. It would have been a vaday kedusha, right? That's the Gemara saying. Rav Simi was sitting down figuring it out, and if he was going to figure it out, if it was worth a shava pruta, then she's going to be vaday mekudeshes. Zokta the Rama, what's the chiddush of this? The chiddush is that even though by the time Rav Simi shots it up, it was a few days later, and maybe just because today it's worth a Shava Pruta, maybe a few days ago it wasn't worth a Shava Pruta. Obviously it was very close. Rav Simi was Mayan Ba, he was trying to figure out its value. So maybe if today it's worth a Pruta, then maybe the day of the Kedushin it wasn't worth a Pruta. So the Kamash Malan, Dr. Ramah, is that if today it's worth a pruta, we assume whatever value it has today, it had meikara as well. That's how the Ramah teaches the Gemara. And he says, v'chein lahepach. Same thing be the reverse. If today we would find something that doesn't have a shava pruta, we would assume it didn't have a shava pruta then either. In other words, whatever we find today, we assume was true earlier as well. Now, in this, the Rav Chisda was going to make a Kiddushe Vadai. If it's a Pruta, he was going to make a Kiddushe Vadai, right? What do you mean, even though somewhere else it's not? Well, why would I think if somewhere else it's not a pruta, if here it's a pruta, why would I think it's true? If here it's worth a pruta? Let's see. You see that in Rashi? I don't think it's a chiddush. If here it's worth a pruta, so of course it's worth a pruta. I don't think it would be a chiddush that way. When she says the word Shekidish Beputa Bim Kaimam, right? This Ramah touches on a big side in Chazakis, and that's why the Shev Shmaitza and the Stipler are having arichus here, to be magdim, I just want to be magdim to you the usual hagdama, just the chazar over what a chazaka means. And then we'll get to what the Chiddush in Asogi is. What is Chazaka? What is chazaka? Chazaka generally is a chazaka that, what we call chazaka de meikara, chazaka that something did not change from the way it was previously. If something was a certain way previously, we assume it's that way today. The Sefer Torah was kasha yesterday, we assume that the Sefer Torah is kasha today too. If the tefillin were kasha yesterday, we assume they're kasha today. If somebody was alive yesterday, so today we assume he's alive. We don't, we're not chayshish that maybe in between he died and something changed. Chazaka de Meikara means that whatever happened originally, we assume changed. We assume stayed the same. Even in a case where there's a mockingless topic, even in a case where there's a reason to be misupik. For example, just a simple example, let's say somebody died. You don't know when he died. He died sometime over 3 days. Okay, they saw somebody alive a certain day, and then they found his body 3 days later. So they wanted to convey, when did he die? Let's say, which day is his yahrzeit? So the rule is, we assume, we give him a chazaka de meikara. We say that he was alive meikara, and we go, whenever we have a suffix, we put it into the later day. We say that, if we don't know if he died Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, so we assume he died Thursday, and Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll miss suffix, we give him a chazaka de meikara, and we assume he died Thursday, and we'll convey a Thursday as the person's yahrzeit. That's called the chazaka de meikara. Whatever it was originally, we assume whatever it was originally, it stayed that way until the last possible moment. Or another example that the stipler brings: a woman becomes a nida. She discovers one day, one morning, she discovers that she's a nida. She's there's dam. So the question is, the taharis that she touched last night, should we assume that they're tamei? She doesn't know. Last night she didn't check if she's a nida. She checked a week ago, she was tar. Checked today, she's tamei. She found his dam. Maybe she was bleeding yesterday too and she didn't notice. So we say, chazaka de meikara. Look, a week ago she was tar. And this morning she found herself tamei, so we assume that she was tar until this morning. That's chazaka de meikara. We say whatever she was originally, we assume that she is till the last moment, till we know it changed. That's the rule of chazaka that you've all had in all the yeshiva mesechtas over the years. The chazaka de meikara says that the way it was originally, the stomach didn't change. What's the svara in chazaka de meikara? What's the svara? So I told, we learned last year, we talked in Kesubis about Chazaka de Meikara, that there is no svara. Even though people argue the svara, if it was that way, the stomach didn't change, but we know it changed. Today she is a nida. So maybe she was a nida last night. There's no svara, it's Xeris HaKasuf. We learn out of the Parsha of Metzaira. By Metzaira, we assume the way at Saras is, it remains that way until we see differently. You have a tzaras habayis. Kayan sees a tzaras and he locks the door and he comes back a week later. We assume for that whole week that it didn't change. We assume the whole time it didn't change until the time that he finds it. From tzaras, we learn a chazaka de meikara. The way things were originally, we assume they remain. Xeris hakasuv. What does that mean, it's xeris hakasuv? That it means the Torah told us, if you're misupik, what to do? The Torah knew that people will be misupik, bezel will be misupik. If people are misupik, what to do? How do you deal with tzeikis? The way to deal with it is, you go basa chazaka de meikara, you assume whatever was originally remained, and that's it. That's the chazaka de meikara. Now that's something which is in Shas, not a hard issue. It's a putover pashut, chazaka de meikara. There's not much to clear. I mean, the always clear is the chazaka is a birur or it's sucked in. But basically, chazaka de meikara is chazaka de meikara. There's another concept which we call chazaka de hashta. Chazaka de hashta sounds like a inverted chazaka de meikar. What's chazaka de hashta? Chazaka de hashta is a svara to say, well, if something is this way today, mistara was this way yesterday and the day before too. Chazaka de hashta is telling us that if something is a certain way today, mistara was this way yesterday. You have a shayla, a bachur over 13 years old. Let's say he wrote a letter in a Sefer Torah. That Afnas the Sefer Torah, a 13-year-old wrote a letter in the Sefer Torah. Is he supposed to do that? A 13-year-old write a letter in a Sefer Torah? No, you have to know that he has Shtei Saris. So afterwards they realized that it's a shayla, it's a kosher Sefer Torah. So they check and they see he has Shtei Saris. So now, do we say that the letter is kosher? Do we say today he has Shtei Saris? Yesterday when he wrote the letter, who says he has Shtei Saris? He wasn't born with Shtei Saris. Do we say, so that's probably if you say Chazaka da Hashta. Chazaka da Hashta means, well, if today he had it, he probably had it yesterday too. That's the concept of Chazaka da Hashta. If you had it today, you still had it yesterday. Now, there's a shayla if there is such a thing as Chazaka da Hashta b'chlal. The Shef Shmaitzer has a long arichus whether there's, k'mat most of one of the Shmaitzers is whether there's such a thing as Chazaka da Hashta or not. It's for sure that Chazaka da Meikara is stronger than Chazaka da Hashta. That's no shayla. Let's say in the case of the Nida. The case of the Nida. She was baidik herself Sunday and she was tar. And then she was baidik herself on Thursday and she was tummy. So she wants to know if Wednesday, should we assume she's tar? Should we assume she was tummy? Chazaka de Meikara would say, she's tar. Chazaka de Hashta would say that she's tummy. If she's tummy now, she's tummy yesterday. So that, the Gemara says clearly, we learn out of the Pasuk of Mitzayra, Chazaka de Meikara is stronger than Chazaka de Hashta. And that again, nobody argues that if you have a conflict between Chazaka de Meikara and Chazaka de Hashta, you go according to Chazaka de Meikara, not according to Chazaka de Hashta. It also double pashut. Shaila is, if you have a case where there is no Chazaka de Meikara, for whatever reason, we'll talk about examples, where there is no Chazaka de Meikara, you have a regular suffix. And you know Hashta that presently is a certain way. Shaila is, do you go boss of Chazaka de Hashta or not? Okay, the case of the Bar Mitzvah boy who wrote the eyes. So that is, it's not called the Chazaka de Meikara, because the Chazaka de Meikara was that he was a cotton, he was born without Shtei Saris. But once we know he turned 13, since it's the derech of someone who changes 13 to change from not having Shtei Saris to having Shtei Saris, as a matter of fact, the Chazaka de Rabba is that he has Shtei Saris. So the Chazaka de Meikara doesn't exist anymore once he turns 13, because it's the derech for it to change. The question is, did it change? So there's initial Chazaka de Hashta. Not really. All right, I'll tell you the case that this is compared to, and you'll see. All right, but the basic havana you have of the, I'm sort of just trying to set the table. It's Chazaka de Meikara, that's for sure. And Chazaka de Meikara, Chazaka de Hashta in conflict, Chazaka de Meikara is stronger. But Chazaka de Hashta is a by itself, the shaila is, does it work or doesn't it work? So the Shef Shmaitza, he says that it's a machlaikis Rashi and Taisus. In Kedushin Daf Ayin Tes, the case there in the Gemara is you have a girl who's 12 and a half years old. Yoma de Mishlam Shis, the day that the 6 months end. When she turned 12, she was a Nara, became a Nara. 12 and a half, she becomes a Baikus. On this day, if she has Shtei Saris, her father can no longer marry her off. Her father can no longer marry her off, she's her own boss. If she does not have Shtei Saris, then her father could still marry her off. She doesn't have a Din Baigris, calls him around that she's Shalai Hivi or Shtei Saris. So the Gemara has a case where a girl, on this day, on the day that she turned 12 and a half, she was Mekabel Kedushin from one person. Her father was Mekabel Kedushin from the second person. And they came to Bersin to ask, what's the din? Who is she married to? So what's the answer, obviously? It depends if she had Shtei Saris, right? If she had Shtei Saris, then she's married to the one she chose. If she didn't have Shtei Saris, then she's married to the one that the father chose. So they sent her to a doctor. The doctor checked her and said she has Shtei Saris. So the Gemara says, Rav, it's machlekes Rav and Shmuel. We pass like Rav. We'll deal with Rav. Rav says, midahashta b'geres, b'tzafra nami b'geres. If now she has Shtei Saris and she's a b'geres, so b'tzafra nami b'geres, b'stam in the morning, she was also a b'geres. And since she was also a b'geres, she's now a b'geres, she's a b'geres in the morning, so therefore she's married to the one she wants, the one that she accepted the kedushin. That's what Rav says in the Gemara. Okay, midahashta b'geres, b'tzafra nami b'geres. The Rashi and Taisis are bothered that there's a chazaka de meikara, that she was born without Shtei Saris. So if she was born without Shtei Saris, so why do we go by the chazaka de meikara and say she didn't have Shtei Saris at the time of Kedushin? So Rashi says that the chazaka de meikara, at the age of 12 and a half, it normally changes. So there's no chazaka de meikara. So all that remains is the chazaka de hashta. So we go bust the chazaka de hashta. Very kedarka shel Rashi, a very pashut pshat. But this is normal for a girl, b'yayma, the mishlam shis, and the day that the 6 months ends, it's very normal for her to change from what she was before. Matter of fact, we normally assume she'll change. She's changed already. So Mimelo, we assume that there's no chazaka to make her. We go pasuk chazaka to hash. That's Rashi Shita. Clearly, Rashi holds that there's a concept of chazaka to hash. Tosfos says, a different teretz, Tosfos says that the reason we say she had Shtei Saris in the morning is because it's the derech of Shtei Saris, regilim lavai b'tzapra. The normal metzias is, normally they come, I guess, overnight. I don't know medically why it should be that way. But Taisa says, regilim lavai b'tzapra. And that's why we assume in the morning. What we get from this Gemara, says the Shmaitzer, is that Rashi holds of chazaka de hashta. Rashi is learning up Yana Gemara that there's a concept of chazaka de hashta. Chazaka de hashta paskins that now she has the simanim, she had the simanim before. And Taisus does not hold of chazaka de hashta. Taisus has to come out to a different pshat in the Gemara. This is the Shev Shmaitz's Yusayid in Shmaitz Gimel, Perek Tazayin, that it's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. There's a dispute between Rashi and Taisus. If we say chazaka de hashta, if there is such a thing, or there's no such thing as chazaka de hashta. And the case in which it's an afkamina is that case over there. How you explain the Gemara? Our bar mitzvah boy case. What would be the din? The mitzvah bacha that. According to Rashi, we give a chazaka to hashta. We say now yesh de saris. It's done the sefer teres kasha. According to Taisus, so I don't know if you're checking him the next day. So if you don't have chazaka de hashta, so then the sefer will be possible.
You check him that day,
and if we say by men also regilon lavay b'tzafra, I have no way of knowing. So then the nachinami then going to taste also be touched. It's So this is the Shmaitzis Yisayid, that the concept of Chazaka Dahashta is a concept that's a totally machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds on Chazaka Dahashta, Taisus doesn't hold the Chazaka Dahashta. And in Shas, whenever we learn Sugyas, we have to try to see how we could learn like Rashi, how we could learn like Taisus. Okay, till now, this didn't come to our Gemara. This is all the rule of Chazaka Dahashta. So if the Shmaitza, our Gemara, certainly the way the Ramah learned it, our Gemara is a Raya to Rashi. Our Gemara is a Raya to Rashi, and Tzorech Hezbuk, how is Taisus going to learn our Gemara? Why? Because in our Gemara, a man was Mekadesh, a woman with this Zavda D'Urdi, whatever they were exactly. Something not very chashuv, and if Simi Barchia went to figure out how much it's worth, Kamei the Rav, it's Rav that fits him well, it's Rav, and the assumption is that whatever it's worth when I shot it up now, that's the value that it had previously. So we see from here, that you say Chazaka Dahashtag. No. We see from here, you say Chazaka Dahashtag. Whatever it's worth now was worth previously. I just want to, like as an aside, point out, a little hard when I learned this, I mean, you shot something up. Of course you assume it's worth today, it's worth previously. Today, the shahr doesn't change as quickly, the metaphorim. Shahr doesn't change as quickly as it used to. From the Lashon of the Rishonim, it's clear that the price in the market for anything would change over a day. It would change even today, where they trade these things, commodities, in the same type of way, which is easily influenced by supply and demand. It also changes quickly. But in the time of Chazal, it seems that the Shahr was something that changed very quickly and very often. And it's Taka Chiddush. But our Kopanim, the Shemaitzah says that our Gemara seems to be a Raya to Rashi, that whatever you shot it up now, it's a Vadai, we assume Bevadois, that it was worth that a couple of days ago, when he was Mekadishah. And Mimela, it's our Gemara will be a Raya, that there's such a thing as Chazaka Dahashta. I mean, for sure, and change in general.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll answer that. But as far as the Shmaitz is concerned, this is the Shmaitz's Raya, and Lamaisa says that from this Gemara, it seems to be a Raya to Rashi. That's Chazaka Baharsa.
Yeah.
Now, what's usual? Right. Now Rashi there was answering. Rashi there, and I test said, is answering Akasha. Why do we go according to Chazaka Demeikara? Demeikara she didn't have Shtei Saris. So he says, well, Chazaka Demeikara changes, so we ignore that. Normal for it to change when she turns 12 and a half. So therefore, what remains just Chazaka Dahashta. So Chazaka Dahashta we go according to. In our Gemara, there was no Chazaka Demeikara. Because these things never started off Vadai not worth the pruta. The first time we're introduced to it is now, is Mekadesh Isha. And we have to shut it up. So in our Gemara, despite the fact there's no Chazaka D'Meikara, all that remains is Chazaka D'Hashta. So it seems from our Gemara that you go according to Chazaka D'Hashta. Yeah, but by price lamaisa, I see it's worth a pruta today. But it's even better because by the girl, now she has Shtei Saris. A few days ago she didn't. Question is, when did it change? And if I see that something's worth a pruta today, why should I assume it was different? I do have something to base it because I see now it's worth a pruta.
Okay, but 2 days ago it changed, and 3 days ago, so we don't know.
But who says it changed? It may never have changed. It may have always been worth a pruta.
Like, girls, a theory, because every girl works like that. But like, what theory works?
You see, for the girl, you only need the theory because she was born without Shnei Saris. So now you need this theory that people change in order to justify going according to Chazaka da Hashna. But in the case of the Zavda Do'ordi, it never started less than a pruta that I should say it had to change. When it started, we never shut it up before. Right, this is the Shev Shmaitzim. Now, before I get to another way to learn up the Gemara, I just want to point out there's a Siman Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Aynah, where I claim that you cheated me. You sold me something. You sold me a car for a certain price, and I say that you cheated me more than a sixth of the price. So what does Bezdin do? What does Bezdin do? They shut it up. So Bezdin went. They shut it up, and they said, "Yes, it's more than a sixth cheating." So now the person time is not. The price changed since I sold it to him. I sold him a week ago. At that time the value was different. And today the value changed. It says the Farish in the Ramah, in Simon Reish Chav Zayin, that Siftes, that the Teveya has to prove. Maybe he's right. Maybe if he wants to say it was a toss. The Teveo says I was cheated. He has to prove that a week ago it was also worth the same amount as today, or it was worth less than today. But the Ma'ane, the one who did it, who cheated him, could say he could be believed to say a week ago it was worth a different price. You want to be Maitzi Mechaveh, right? You want me to give you your money back? You prove it. So there the halacha is that's a taina. And since it's a taina, therefore, it's not aina unless the other person proves it. Chayra, that's the opposite of Agamara. In Agamara, we're saying, if you shut it up today, it's a chasaka da hashta, whatever it's worth today, we say it was worth a week ago. And there, in Hilchos Aynah, we say, what it's worth today, it may not have been worth a week ago. Over there, we want to say that the person didn't cheat him. Why? Because By us, we're saying that it's worth today, it's worth the pruta. This is no Maitzim Chalav Arayim. Is that true then? Maitzim Chalav Arayim should be stronger. I assume that if there's such a thing as Chazaka Dahashta, it would be good enough. Chazakas are enough to be mighty. Generally, a Chazaka is enough to be mighty, Mamet. So if the Chazaka Dahashta would say, just like today it's worth, then it was worth, then the Chazaka would be enough even by Hamaytzim Chayav Arayim. So what's the Hezra Taka? The Hezra there is that Shara Masri and Lishtana, prices change. Prices fluctuate. It's normal for it to fluctuate. So the Ketzai says this Kasha on our Sugya. Yes, from our Sugya we see you say Chazaka Dahashta. But from there you see you don't say Chazaka Dahashta. You see the Shara Masri and Lishtana. That you don't say.
I was cheated a week ago, so you want to make sure as of a week ago he was cheated. Not
right. And when Mekadosh Yisho a week ago, and today it's worth a pruta, shouldn't I have to make sure a week ago it was worth a pruta? What does it help today it was worth a pruta?
You assume that the confusion went through okay. Now you want to go destroy it so you can go back.
Why should I assume it went through okay? If I assume this Kedushin went through okay, so by the sale, I should assume the sale went through okay.
It did go through okay. The car staying mine is just.
No, if it's Aynah, then, well, it depends how much Aynah is. If it's enough, I know that you can give it back to me, and I can give it back your money.
Here's the matter of cheating. Now, how much sorrow is the whole person? By conclusion, it's not.
So why should that change? Chazak to Hashta, why should that change? If it's a matter of this or a matter of that, why should that make a difference?
See, he's coming to say, I want more money, so you have to find out what the difference here is.
Yes, she's coming to say, I'm not married. I'm not married, it wasn't with a pruta. So we're saying, if today it's with a pruta, it means you are married. Why don't I say also, the shahr changes? The shahr changes, and therefore the shahr to change.
She's not asking for money back. She's asking for money back, you want to know an exact amount.
She's asking for much more than money back. She's asking to be a pnuya. She wants to be a pnuya, she wants to say it's not a kedusha. Chaim Shmulevitz says a nice teretz. And it helps to understand the Shev Shmeitzim. Chaim Shmulevitz says, when you're trying to figure out the price of something, so it fluctuates. It's a seal ishtana. It's normal for it to fluctuate. So there, you don't say Chazak Adash. But when the question is it a pruta or isn't it a pruta? The question isn't how much is it worth. The question is it kasef or isn't it kasef? Is it a pruta or isn't it a pruta? So there, it's a different question. It's not a question of the price change. The price could have changed. But our issue is, it's kesef or it's not kesef. It is a pruta, it's not a pruta. In this case, which is our Gemara, it's not called asuya lishtanis. You can't say, you could say something, its price is asuya lishtanis, it fluctuates. Yeah, all prices fluctuate. But to say it's asuya lishtanis, that it's normal for it to go under a pruta, make a tasty. It's more for it to not have a value, a halachic value. And the question is it worth a pruta or not a pruta? You go basachazak adamishta. You say that if now it's worth, it was worth a pruta then too. Maybe it was worth two prutas, maybe it was worth a pruta and a half. What's the difference? But there's nothing to do with I know the question isn't, was it money, wasn't it money? The question is, does the price change? Yeah, of course prices change. It's normal for prices to change. So Chaim Shmulevitz is this knage to the Shev Shmeitza. Then we say you go basar hazaka to hash and agimara. It's not a suyin l'shtanais, because it's not a suyin l'shtanais to be more than a pruta, less than a pruta. It's a suyin l'shtanais that prices change. But you can't say it's normal for it to go under a pruta over a pruta. He says hazaka to hash says it's worth a pruta. This is the first way.
Right.
But you could say it's asuya lishtanais. It's normal for it to change. Prices change. But you can't say it's asuya to become worse than a pruta. It may become worth less, it may not. But you can't tell me, well, it always happens. Price changing, you say, prices always go up, always go down every day.
But
it could, but you can't say it's asuya that it's predictable that it's going to change. That the price will change at all is predictable. That the price will go under pruta or not, may or may not happen. It's not predictable that it'll happen.
It's a small thing. It matters. One date equal to 2 dates. Why can't we say it's going to go up or down?
It could go up and down, but you can't say it's a given
that it's
going to go under a pruta. Is it a given that it's necessarily going to go under a pruta or
a pruta?
It will certainly go below a pruta. Is that for sure thing that's a seal ishtan? It may never go under a pruta. It may never go under a pruta. It may or may not. You can, any one figure you're going to pick, you can't say it's a suya to hit that figure. It may or may not. That's what a suya ishtan means. It's not a chazaka because of course it changes. Like chazaka to make her a shtei saris. Of course the girl's going to get shtei saris. Normal girl, she turns 12 or 12 and a half, she's going to get shtei saris. You can't say a normal object goes up and down. To say it goes up and down, that it becomes ois kesef, that's That's a new mitzvah in the eyes of halacha. Who says it went down? Asilish tells me it changes. But you can't say it's a suya to go down. You can't say that it's a suya that to become ice castle.
If we charted it in like last year, 0.991, 1.0.
Well, what you know, there's nothing to argue about. The question is only when you don't know. It's not going to matter. Past experience is no guarantee of future fluctuations. Yeah. You have a certain period of suffix. Now, if you're going to say right now the price is 1.1, that means the price was always 1.1. It's illogical. Because the price fluctuates. But say if right now it has a din kesef, I'll assume it always had a din kesef, that is logical. Because asuya, to take something out of a chazaka dahashta, it has to be that it's asuya, that it's something that, what do you mean it always goes over pruta and under pruta? It's not true, it doesn't always go over.
It's logical to go from 1.05 to 1.04, but still from 1.
I'm not saying any specific figure. Any specific figure, Mistam, we could argue. But certainly going under a pruta, I can certainly ask. Okay, if you, what should I tell you? I could see that there's a difference between the issue of hitting the exact price, or the issue of becoming less than a pruta, more than a pruta. Again, oystein cast of a more than a
pruta.
I have to give you a better example to prove it. My point is not odds, statistic odds. If you want to have statistical odds, you might be right. The question is the change that took place. You're saying a certain change took place. If I tell you, I saw a certain person standing on the corner this morning on the way to Yeshiva. Right? So I know this morning he was standing on the corner. So what are the odds he's still standing on the corner? No. People generally move, right? So it could be today he's a block this way, or two blocks that way, or two blocks that way, right? So you would say it's a suya that if he was there then, he could be in a certain radius around now. Okay? And I'll say, well, this morning he was standing on the corner, he was well, he wasn't hit by a car. I say, what do you mean? If he crossed the street, he'd get hit by a car. When you're saying, did he get hit by a car? You're introducing a new thing. Which statistically, it could be the odds are just as good. He got hit by a car as he went to any specific block. But I'm saying, there's a chazak, he wasn't hit by a car. I'm saying, look, he was staying there, he was well. So, to say he was hit by a car, you're introducing a new factor. Statistically, it could be possible, but not necessarily. Now, when I say he was standing there, he may have walked to that block or that block, all the blocks he may have walked to are included in the suffix. But to say something new happened, statistically, it may have happened, but I have no reason to say it. When something is money, and I say the price changed, so it walks a little this way, it walks a little that way. That's the way prices go. But to say that because prices always fluctuate, it means we can't assume it was money. We know hashta was money. To go back and say it was money, and I didn't kesef, that's introducing a new thing. It may have happened, it may not have happened. So that's chazaka. Chazaka is, I have a suffix. Statistically, I have a suffix. Chazaka says, when you have a suffix, you go by chazaka. That's what chazaka means. If it's not logical it happened, I don't know if I would need chazaka. Chazaka is that it was that way. It's the same thing when you have a woman who's a nida. Today she's a nida. Was she a nida yesterday? Statistically, she could have been. Could have been just as much yesterday as today, but that's chazaka. Chazaka tells you that we say the shinui didn't happen. And to say that prices fluctuate, of course they fluctuate. There's no question they fluctuate. But to say when under pruta, over pruta, you're right. It's 100% bona fide suffix. But that's chazaka. Chazaka is that when it's a suffix, we assume the change didn't happen. It's a different.
It's saying that it went down to 99,
that would make
sense. But since it's changing to
the concept of chazaka works to say it's still money. And the concept of chazaka doesn't work to say that the price stayed the same when we know prices don't stay the same.
It's a country. If the market value of the price for the item is $40 to $45, we can charge $55. But it's a, so we should honestly cut it down to 15 points. They could have gotten 250, could have gotten 1040.
And therefore? Okay, I don't want to get bogged down on this prat. I understand the prat well, and if you want, I'll explain to you afterwards. Let's get back to the Ikka, the Shmaitza, the way the Shmaitza learns up the Sugya. The Shef Shmaitza found in this Sugya the Yesod, which he says fits with Shitas Rashi, and that is that when Rav Simi Bar Chiya shatzed up the value of this Shmata, the Chazaka da Hashta, he introduced us a concept of Chazaka da Hashta. If today it's worth a pruta, it was worth a pruta then too. That's the aside of this sugya by Rashi, and Shrevai Taisus. Obviously, like Taisus, we need another way to learn the sugya. And there are two possible mahalchim. Davni Meluim, in Simen Lamed Aleph, Isir Gimel, introduces another way, another phrase that can help us in our Gemara, to say why if they shot it up today and it was worth a pruta, it was worth a pruta before, so mehechitesi. So what he says is that is the following. He says, Rav Simi was shouting it up. Now there are two possibilities. He could have found it was worth less than a pruta, could be found it was more than a pruta. Right? Let's deal if he found it was worth less than a pruta first. Let's say he would have found it was worth less than a pruta. So the way we're learning the sugya by Rashi, Chazaka da Hashta says if today it's worth less than a pruta, then it was also worth less than a pruta. So Rashi learns at Chazaka da Hashta. Taisvis, who doesn't hold of Chazaka da Hashta, will learn that if today it's worth less than a pruta, why do we assume then it was worth less than a pruta? Because the woman has a cheskas tenuya, a whole different chazaka to throw in here. The isha has a chazaka that she was a penuya. Since she has a chazaka that she was a penuya, she's unmarried. So therefore, that helps us to say that it was worth less than a pruta. So because the cheskas penuya and hashtas was less than a pruta, I'm saying she took a douche. There's no question. That's why Rav Simi had to shout up. Rav Simi didn't just say that she's b'cheskes penuya. No, she has cheskes penuya, and then she takes a kedushin, and we don't know. We can't just say she's a penuya. But now that we shout it up, it's worth less than a pruta. Why here do we assume if it's worth less than a pruta, it's worth less than a pruta all along? Because this conclusion will stem with our cheskes penuya. So together with the cheskes penuya, it works. As I sometimes call it Tati L'Reyes. The way it is now is this way, the way it was in the original Cheskes Penuya. So these two things together, that's the reason we would assume that she's a Penuya. Now that's the way Tosfos could learn up the Gemara of Rav Simi. The problem is that this way of learning is only solves half the problem. Rabbi Meluim himself says. It only works. Rav Simi was trying to figure out what it's worth. If it's worth less than a pruta, we say it was worth less than a pruta before too. Why? Because there's cheskes penuya, which helps us. That's only good if Rav Simi would have found it's worth less than a pruta. But Rav Simi would have found it's worth more than a pruta. The Ramah says, we say the same thing l'mafreya, that if it was worth more than a pruta now, it was worth more than a pruta then. And then she is mekudesh. So there, cheskes penuya doesn't help you. It's the opposite of cheskes penuya. So this pshat doesn't work unless Rabbi Meluim says you have to change certain Torah cipherins in the Ramah. But basically, this pshat is not a stifle brings the pshat, and he has this kasha, and therefore he rejects it. And because of this, the stifle comes to his final pshat. As we have so far, like Rashi Chazaka da Hashta, so it's good. Like Taisus Chazaka da Meik, it doesn't hold a Chazaka da Hashta. What's pshat? So if you say Cheskes Penuya, it doesn't answer it Lagamri. So the Stitler brings a Rabbi Kiva Eger, a Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, in which Rabbi Akiva Eiger says the aside, which would answer our sugya as well. It's the aside in the rules of Chazaka Dahash. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's case was Shaila of a man who was a Saris. He was found to be a Saris. A Saris is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Saris generally can't have children. So certain types of Saris rather could have children. But a Saris apidin is also called to a daka, the Krashufka, Mayave Lachem Bakal Hashem. However, there's a difference. A Saris is possible only if he became a Saris after he was born. Even then, not every case, but if he was born that way, what we call a Sris Chama, if the Saris was born that way, or he naturally became that way, in a natural way, then he's not placed Kasher B'Kol. The Sris Chama is Kasher B'Kol. Problem is that this person has a condition which could have been born that way, could have come later, we don't know. So what do we do? How do we pass it on the child? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger said that we say Chazaka Dahashta. The child today is a Saris. We assume he was a Saris yesterday, the day before, and the day before that, all the way back to the day he was born. Chazaka Dahashta tells us that the way he is today, that's the way he always was. And the Meila, we can assume he's a Sris Chama because of Chazaka. Now again, Kivega is not saying statistically the odds are. No. He's saying we have a Safik. So we pass on Chazaka. Chazaka Dahashta is the way the person is now. We assume the person was this way all the way back, as far back as it could be. That goes back to the day he was born. So therefore, the Kivega Paskin Makula, that you can assume that this child is a Sris Chama, that he was always this way, from the day he was born, and he's not the love of the call. It's Chazaka Dahashta. That's the Kivega. Aye, Chazaka Dahashta is a Machlaikis Rashi to Taisus. How do you know how to Paskin? That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. There are two types of Chazaka Dahashta. You have your typical Chazaka Dahashta, which is Machlokes Rashi Taisus. You have what to call it, a better Chazaka Dahashta. A Chazaka Dahashta that says something was always this way, it never ever changed, is a better Chazaka Dahashta than a normal Chazaka. Normally a Chazaka Dahashta is, if today she has Shtei Saris, she had it already in the morning. Today he had Shtei Saris, he had Shtei Saris yesterday. But he wasn't born with Shtei Saris. So that's a Machlokes Rashi V'Tosfos. We have a Chazaka Dahashta that goes back for a period of time, but not forever. That's a Machlokes Rashi V'Tosfos. When you have a Chazaka Dahashta that you could say it was always this way, it was never differently, that's a super Chazaka Dahashta. And that Chazaka Dahashta works like Rashi, like Tosfos. There's no Shaila. Chazaka Dahashta, which goes back all the time, that's for sure a good Chazaka Dahashta. The Svara for that we'll talk about in a minute. But that's what the Kivegas decide. Chazaka Dahashta, we could say, was always this way. It never changed. Never changed. That's the best type of Chazaka. So this type, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, our Gemara is good. By the Zavda Dordi, if it's worth a pruta, could be it was always worth a pruta. Ever since it was created, it was worth a pruta. That's a type of Chazaka Dahashta which everybody is made to. Machlokes is Veshtei Saris, where it had to change at some point. But this is like a super Chazaka Dahashta. This is a Chazaka Dahashta we say it was always this way. That type of Chazaka Dahashta we certainly, everybody is made to. And since everybody is made to it, it works. The Meila Agimara is up the Stifla, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is the type of Chazaka Dahashta, which works for Kuli Alma, and there are no qualms, there's nothing to argue about. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger's aside. May the stifle brings it. Alright, so we looked up the Gemara, like everybody, like the Shmaitzel, or like the Stifle. Shana Gemara, the Chiddush here is the Chiddush of Chazaka Dehashta. The question is, which Chazaka Dehashta? If you learn like Rashi, you could learn it's a typical Chazaka Dehashta. If you learn like the Stifle of Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's this super type of Chazaka Dehashta. Okay, just in Svara, why should this Chazaka Dehashta be better? That's Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, Chazaka Dehashta, which was always this way, is really the same thing as the Chazaka Demeikara. Chazaka Demeikara means it's a Chazaka, it didn't change. You say it didn't change. If you have a Chazaka Dehashta, which goes back, that to say the child was born this way, what are we doing? We're saying, well, two possibilities. Either the child was born normal and he changed, or the child was born as a Sriskama and he didn't change. So Chazaka Demeikara generally tells us that the way something is, it remained that way. If the Chazaka Dehashta is going back all the way to the beginning of when the child was born, this Chazaka Dehashta is the same as the Chazaka Demeikara. It's exactly the same thing. So since it's exactly the same thing as the Chazaka Demeikara, so it's Chazaka Dehashta, everyone would agree with. We don't know. For real Chazaka, you would have to know. But we know he's this way today. So we have two possibilities. Either he was born differently and changed, or he was born this way and stayed the same. It's not exactly, but it's very close, because the Chazaka Demeikara tells us that we attempt to say that things didn't change at all. That we lean that way. Whenever we have a choice, we attempt to say things didn't change. Well, misupik. But of the two possibilities, one would support the assumptions we make by Chazaka Demeikara, and one doesn't. One is similar and one is not. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that that's a better Chazaka. So, Akoponim, this is, they say, the Reina Chazaka Dehashta. We spoke about Chazaka Dehashta last year on Daf Tes for sure, probably on Daf Chaf also. And the concept of Chazaka Dehashta is something that is good to remember. Now, there's one more Shas Sugya that gets thrown in here. And you'll ask how. So, you'll, just like I do, some people looked up the stifle of Chazaka Dehashta and said, what does that do with Daf Yudbeis? Okay. So, there's a Shtikloch Torah here on Shavya Anafshe Chatichet Yisura, also something we have in Ksubis, which is built on the Ritva, on this Gemara, as the page turns over. Now here it's Rishaydin, not Achrayim, we'll stick it in, the Ritva, there's a short Ritva, the last two lines on Yubezom and Aleph. If you take the Ritva with the Maisid Rav Kook, in the bottom he has the Taisis Rid, there's a bit of an Arichus, we could look straight into Taisis Rid. It's Hashem, that's the subject that turns it to.